notes, they writing. I always say I love her when I wanna fuck her. We pop a couple zannies, now she's taking off her panties. I always say I love her when I wanna fuck her.
Sasha.
And we're live from Hollyweed.
I've got nothing.
You've got nothing?
Nothing. As long as you got me, I guess we're good.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with your your headphone situation.
Oh, there we go. Oh, my God.
I just think you need new. Well, you brought new headphones.
I did.
And you only had one ear, which is really weird. Those are headphones that I got in an airport a very long time ago. So
I noticed the tip is broken too. So I just jimmied it. We're good. We're
the
good.
The tip of those headphones?
Yeah.
Really? They've been in there this whole time.
I don't know. They're barely. I'm good.
They were like $12. So I don't know. I'm surprised they're working. We should try and make your other headphones work though.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Demons. It's okay. I'll go to Radio Shack tomorrow.
Maybe you should try those headphones in there again and jimmy them again, and maybe it's the quarter inch that's the problem.
It could be. But it's okay.
I'm glad everybody is along for this journey. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. This is gonna be a fun show. We're just gonna be silly and talk about, you know, where we're at in the world. Things are trucking along in the weed world. They kind of like the stuff we're going to talk about, like the couple bills and like appellations were passed this past week in California, and it was supposed to be like 16 different things were supposed to be on the bills and the legislature, but it wound up being like 8 because there's really not much more to do in some of these areas because of COVID. But at least things are still moving forward. I feel like it's
they're still
not hopeless. nothing is happening.
The plants are still in the ground. The plants are growing.
Yeah,
we need some guidance.
Yeah, and we'll talk about this in a little bit later, but it seems like the deal is that states are just going to keep plowing forward with legalization, even if Congress isn't quite up to task yet or quite ready to deschedule it, which I'm sure they will be at some point. But, I mean, my friend was just in Detroit, Dead Air Dave. He was visiting Detroit And I was like, go anywhere, go to Cookies. It's recreational there. Woohoo! And because like it's what it's how it is here. Most I mean,
isn't it?
I thought it was all rec. But he said he tried to go to, he looked it up, and Cookies was only medicinal. And I guess it's kind of crazy. It's like kind of like California, I guess. It's just, well, California actually did the opposite of that, where they were like, you have to be a licensed storefront, a licensed medicinal. Remember for like 5 minutes, they were like, you have to be a licensed medicinal storefront before you can even file for a recreational license. So we kind of did the opposite. Kind of
an upstanding license.
Yeah. And I guess some places could, like some jurisdictions could decide to be recreational and some could decide to stay medicinal.
So maybe that was like a tax thing. Yeah. The local municipalities.
That's what it sounded like to me. So he went somewhere else and he got he got weed. He actually didn't tell me how it was. The edibles he got were good. They were 10 milligrams each.
There shouldn't be any shortage of
not in Michigan. But this was like kind of the funny part is it was like it came out to $77, and I think his taxes, what I showed you, his taxes were like $12 or something like that, or $15
or something. $15.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, I guess it's just as bad with taxes in California. And I was like, oh my God, I wish it was that, what, like,
that was like, it was like a 5% cannabis tax, and then like 8% like sales tax.
Yeah,
it was not bad at all.
No, it wasn't like 13-14% compared to California's
35.
So, but I don't know. Maybe I don't. 36. But I guess like the price you pay in return is that it's not widely available recreationally or something in Michigan. So maybe they don't get as much tourist traffic. I don't know how easy it is to get a rec in Michigan.
Adult use and all. I don't know.
But yeah, taxes were that. Those are taxes, and it was a little bit more difficult than I thought it would be to get. So, you know, we still got a ways to go, I guess. But in California, what's happening?
There's all kinds of things happening.
What the frig is happening? Oh, there's a. So this is like kind of encouraging, I guess. All these bills were passed and stuff in California, and one of them was that, like, if you're gonna claim that your weed is from somewhere, it has to be like really from that place. So if you're calling your weed Humboldt weed, like, you know.
Oh yeah, it's gonna get very crafty.
Yeah.
It's like champagne. you can't really call anything else champagne,
right? Unless it comes from the region.
The region. So people want to use like the Emerald Triangle and the Humboldt and their name and they're growing out in these conditions outdoors. You can't really recreate that indoors.
I want to play this like thing and see like what you think of it. It's from the CDFA.
Okay.
And it's like, so I guess they're like, California is like kind of officially, which I don't know what I think about it. It's great. I get it's great, all of this. Like they're backing weed. They're officially like as a state being our state.
They're trying to regulate outdoor cultivations large scale.
Yes. Yes. In Humboldt. In places such as Humboldt. So this is California cannabis is what this is called.
We are unquestionably a symbiotic relationship on this planet. Plants enabled us to be here. They don't need us, but we need them.
Very dynamic.
You know, whether or not a farmer's growing cannabis or whether or not the farmer's growing tomatoes, at the end of the day, we're both still farmers.
True.
We all know that we are at the cusp of like a worldwide transformation with our relationship with the cannabis plant.
So this is you hear that buzzing?
Yeah.
This is I don't know what that is.
What happened?
I don't know. Okay.
It's gone.
I think it was just coming from the internet.
Perfect.
This is, of course, why wouldn't it be? So this is what they're showing on the video is like farmers, basically. Like during this, like all these voiceovers is like people like trimming weed, basically. Like that's what you're seeing. I just wanted to give
growing
like, an
image. In the hoop houses.
Yeah.
Out in the greenhouses.
Yeah.
Working.
Yeah, exactly. Just like putting their back into it.
It's the challenge of a lifetime. To do it at this scale with your friends is amazing.
There's so much potential in the industry. Yeah, I mean, we're a startup.
We're like inventing commercial scale cannabis production. It's really cool to just be able to be, you know, one profession among many others.
People doubt that they can do it. It's doable now. We're figuring it out and we can make it.
It's so satisfying that way. You know, it's, we built this.
She's standing in front of like a giant greenhouse. So it's a very powerful imagery, I think. It's like, that's like, you know, those are our neighbors. Those are our people. Like, those
exactly.
are us. It's like literally us. This is what we dreamed of. Okay.
We want to be part of the conversation and part of the solution, you know? We want to be one of the best in this space. Playing with regulatory is an unquestionable part of it.
My experiences with CDFA has really been very pleasant, and they've been very understanding.
Oh, I believe the CDFA wants us to succeed. Absolutely. They understand. They want to know what makes it easier, what makes it harder. They don't know what more you would want from a regulatory agency.
In the end, we really are all doing it together, whether we're in Humboldt or other parts of California. Not just for our successes, but really for the world.
I couldn't imagine an industry I would rather be in.
This is California Cannabis.
Oh, I love that piano. And
so, yeah, very, very dynamic. You know, with force behind it, which is good. I think that's all a good thing. It's. I think the CDFA is like, I guess, in theory, it's a good thing because they're the ones who help make sure that everybody's compliant. So, like, if you have a business, hopefully, in theory, in a perfect world, they go in and they make sure that you can pay your licenses and fees and get your things and ducks and rows and stuff.
Yeah, at the same time, they have to offer you protection from any potential raids.
Right.
What's going to distinguish your farm in the middle of Mendocino from a rogue grow?
Right. Right, right, right. So It's
they're doing it right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, I think it's everything, like all the good things happened. So like during all of these votes, like they rolled out this new initiative to be, you know, fully behind cannabis, which is good, which is really good to have the state behind them. 'Cause now that just means things are going to ease up. So, and you can see that in what's been voted on. So the regional thing happened. There's like a tax relief section for small businesses, which is good. Or it's not really relief. It's just they're not going to raise taxes. There was a rumor that they were going to raise taxes on weed again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That wouldn't be a good thing. So there's not the...
That would not be a good thing, no.
They can't keep raising taxes on cannabis in California. That's insane.
No, we were all freaking out about it. So that's not going to happen.
Okay.
They're just freezing it, basically, to what it is. And something else happened. Something with testing. But
banking, access to
banking. Oh,
banking,
yeah. That's a big one.
At least banks that are like a local state bank or a local bank that you could possibly do business with would be free from penalties from the state for... I don't operating cash, where you place your cash or do your electronic transactions, mm-hmm. like every other business on the planet.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Way of conducting business in a civilized manner.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, let's catch up to the rest of the world.
So that's happening. And I think it's like they hope that it's going to, the federal government will catch on. It's like this is what California is doing. They don't care if you are a cannabis business and you need to use the bank, because that's what banks are for. Mm-hmm. And that might be, it'll make it safer because there's not as much cash on hand. Mm-hmm. And that the federal government will catch on sooner or later. We could only hope. What's up? Testing. This is, just little things to help just, the flow.
Exactly.
And to maintain freshness and get products to you faster.
I think that's
good.
I think it streamlines costs too, because getting your shit tested is actually really expensive too.
Yeah, if you have to get it packaged and then tested.
And then if it doesn't pass the test for whatever reason, a lot of them don't.
It's all packaged.
Yeah.
That's insane. You got to start square from one. Streamline this.
Yeah,
so
just a tiny little
this
bit.
Will streamline so that good. Process.
And then I guess there was like a hemp CBD regulation on there, or a piece of legislation on there. I don't know what it was. It doesn't really go into it. Just says it would regulate it in food and beverages and shit like that. But hemp CBD is so hot button for like so many reasons that I feel like they're trying to regulate it somehow, but they don't really know how, because there's so many. I really feel like just because There's so many friggin' companies. There's so many friggin' hemp CBD franchises.
Yeah, and it goes into food.
Yeah,
food additives,
everything, makeup.
Cosmetics, supplements. I think the supplement market's not as regulated as it should be.
Yeah, I think that I think that's the big issue, is that it's considered a supplement,
like holistic medicine, or
yeah, because it can't be considered weed because, or marijuana, cannabis because, or THC cannabis because it's not. So what do you consider it? Do you put it under supplements? And then that becomes how are supplements regulated? And then it's like they don't want to do that either, because supplements really aren't regulated. So hemp CBD is different. It's a different substance.
And then what's the regulation for cosmetics? Is there much regulation?
It depends. It's like if there used to not be, like, cosmetics were kind of the Wild West for a long time, like just testing on animals, like, killing like all sorts of horrible things, and like putting horrible metals into everything.
Leads and all kinds of weird stuff.
But then, like, over the years, I mean, it got more humane and healthy. So I think most cosmetic companies, and it's so easy to know this, like, are natural and vegan and all that stuff like that. So usually the cosmetic companies that are that also make CBD products. like usually so you can, like, so they kind
have
of
some
go
sort
hand
of
in
CBD
hand.
CBD line, yes, at this point.
Yeah, yeah. And I have quite a few of them.
I saw CBD powder in Sprouts.
Yeah. Oh no. It's everywhere. I mean, I sent you that picture. I went to Santa Monica this weekend and I ordered a lunch from this like bougie place, and they had a combo called Netflix and Chill. And I was like, you know what? Just because I fucking can, let me get this. And it was a sandwich. It was called the adult grilled cheese, which it was actually really good. It was like burrata and
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's fucking really good. And pesto, it was very good. And they had a CBD drink. It was like,
we'll have to make those. We'll have to recreate that.
Yes, we will, on our cooking show. That's a good idea. actually, noted. But it paired with, the chill part was the CBD drink. It was a brand called Vibes with a Y. And
the ingredients were.
I sent you the ingredients. I was like, what the fuck?
Asperzak?
The hemp, it was billed itself as 25 milligrams of CBD, whatever the fuck that means.
Of hemp oil?
Hemp oil extract CBD. And in the ingredients, the hemp was like the fourth listed ingredient. So I was like, well, it's like not really that. It's not really in there. Like, there's more sugar in this than there is hemp. But it was like stevia sugar and erythritol and California water. It was 100% purified California water and 100% California vibes was in the ingredients.
I was feeling the vibes.
You were feeling the vibes and the California water. I was like, this is straight up tap. You were like, this is straight up tap water. It was actually pretty tasty, though.
It was tasty.
I was like not that mad at it. I can't tell you if it calmed me down at all, if it had a CBD effect, but it was nice. I don't know what the regulations would do in California. I think it is probably smarter to approach hemp CBD at a state level, though, because approaching it at a federal level seems like a tall ask. But it didn't go through. So I guess hemp can still flow.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I guess.
They're just going to change the regulations on you down the line.
Yeah, you're just going to get ready, hemp CBD people. Get ready to live in our world where we don't know what regulations are going to go back and forth. And there's so many in every single state that are happening that, like, you don't even realize, but the... Like, these are all, like, all these legislations are mostly things that, like, the consumer isn't really going to see or care about. They're mostly for the business owners.
It's the business. The nuts and bolts.
Those are good, though. That's progression, is to have things help the small business owner and the big business. Whatever level you are, you want this sort of legislation to be put forward. So that's progression, and that's really good. Only thing that was like weird about the CDFA videos is that they were just kind of like creepy. I don't know, like the music, it sounded like a Scientology video or something.
A little bit of propaganda, but
you know, it's good. When it's propaganda for good things, then it's then it's good. Then
it's educational.
Then it's just
you could show that to your kids.
It's very inspirational.
The kids in
it's very inspirational for an adult.
It's like.
If I had kids, I would say, this is what your mom does. Like, this is what I do. In this business, and I'm proud to be.
If they can get these like people that have been generations of families that have been growing, and in the Emerald Triangle and Humboldt and, you know, Mendocino, the whole green.
Now it's like
triangle area. Get them all legal and organized and up and running. It's going to be some beautiful flowers.
Yes. Yes, it will be. And that's a very nice thing to be able to be celebrated, as long as it's not, you know, icky, which I think it's hard to, you know, I think weed is a really good example of like the strength in like the power, like the beginning of that, like, I guess, like, my brain has been washed, because in the beginning of that ad, like, it's just, like, the power of the plant. Like, it's just, it's a really beautiful plant inside and out, and we have to respect it and love it. And there's really, like, big money can try and come and do that shit, but I don't know. I think, like, the spirit of weed is too strong. That's so lame.
No. It lives on. It lives on.
That's what. See, I convinced you that it's the spirit of Kushmas already around the corner.
They're trying to regulate and get them with sensible regulations and work together.
Indeed.
In harmony.
And I think big money and this legislation is a good. All these legislations are good examples of showing that money, big money, is going to come in to cannabis, as we've seen and complained about a lot, and it might help it. You might be a Chad and you might be able to scoop up a turnkey operation downtown and try and like buy a chain of three dispensaries and make try and make it work, and you will not succeed for a long time, and you will fail just like all of the other hustlers out here who have been selling weed and who know how to do it have been tripping for years, for the last 30 years, you know, like people who've been trapping have been failing and succeeding, you know? So I feel like weed is like a relentless partner, you know? it's like, it's
she
not gonna, yeah.
Grow everywhere.
Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck about where you came from. She's temperamental. If you don't grow her good, she's not gonna deliver. So, you know.
You gotta treat her right.
And when you do, look at how beautiful it is. Like that, when you do, the whole state gets behind you and makes these ad campaigns that are truly inspirational and kind of aggressive. And it's awesome. So, it's all in all, it's good. Very good news.
Yeah. California. Thank you. Oh. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, California, even though we bitch about things, taxes, and our own lives being in the industry, we would not have it any other way. And this is a very good example of why. I said very good example like a lot of times in the last 10 minutes. By the way, we've been taking those Absolute Extract capsules.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if I think I sound high today.
It's been a steady diet of Absolute Extracts capsules.
Yeah, yeah, it's been really nice.
Absolute Extracts
Absolute.
I've been riding a zebra while taking Absolute Extracts capsules.
Extract. Is it one extract or many extracts?
I think it's many.
It's many extracts. Well, yeah, those are good. I've been taking the 100 milligrams. So I'm feeling kind of good. I'm feeling pretty nice.
What are we doing? Are we going to play a song?
Yes, we are. I'm looking for it.
Okay. Okay, great.
What was it?
What are we doing? Are we doing Toots?
Yeah. What was it?
Are we going to do Monkey Man?
Were we? Yes, we were. Were we?
Or
Pressure Drop.
Pressure Drop. Yeah. Pressure Drop.
Yeah. We're going to play Pressure Drop. And then we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, well, this is ultimately all good news in this show. But we will start the show off, or the we will start our break off with Governor Ricketts. Hates weed. We like talking about Governor Ricketts on this show. I feel like
he's kind of
a show favorite.
He's a fun one. He's a recurring character.
Yeah, he is. He's like the whack bag. But hold on. I don't know why my. Here we go. Okay, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we're live. Thank you, Adobe Radio. Thank you for having us live on your stream, your streams every single week. Alexa, you can open Adobe.
Oh, yeah. Alexa.
No, don't. Because my Alexa hears it. Alexa, stop listening. But in theory, you can do that. You can open her
Alexa,
and.
Alexa.
You should do that when you are listening. If you like, I always like to say one of the number one places we'll listen to is in the shower or in the bath. I think our voice is very calming. Put on a face mask, light up a joint.
Oh yeah, it's very soothing.
Listen to the Cool Nerd Beat Show.
Get that bass so low.
Put a bath bomb in. Get a CBD bath bomb.
Hell yeah,
those shits are the greatest. I love a good CBD bath bomb. I got one of those things. I feel like you should have one. I'm surprised you don't. Have you used it when you watch the dogs? That one of the stands.
Oh yeah,
like
absolutely.
I have one of the stands where you can put your comics on. Well, I put my comics on.
That's the reason one of my Air Buds doesn't fucking work.
Why?
I dropped it in the water.
Let's see.
It was bound to happen.
It is. Yeah. Being in the bath is the best. And you can listen to the Cool Nerd Weed Show on your Alexa. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. And follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. And if you haven't yet, please go register to vote. I don't know what the fuck you're waiting for. It's September. Jesus Christ, get it together.
Oh, yeah. adobe.com/vote. Yeah.
adobe.com/vote. It's very easy. I didn't mean to scold you there, but I just, you know, register, man.
Everybody should be registered by now.
Yeah. And if you're not, it's okay. Yeah, it's a crazy time.
You still got time.
Things get away from us, you know?
But it's easy.
It's so easy, and nobody will judge you if you've waited because, you know, I procrastinate. I don't get my license renewed until the very last day that it expires. And I'm waiting for 10 hours to get it fixed, to get it renewed. So I feel you. Worried. I want to get our mail-in ballots. I'm not going to be here for election day.
Oh, so you are a true absentee.
I am, but I didn't know I was going to be an absentee up until like... Because don't you have to like request one?
No. They're sending...
For us, yeah, we're fine.
Don't you...
California's fine.
I think they're sending them all to everybody in California, but I get one anyway.
An absentee ballot?
Yeah. It's... I just mail-in absentee. I just register for it. I've checked it. I've done it for so many years.
I told you, like... I feel like every time I vote, something weird and different happens to me.
But you can just...
I'm always in like a weird I think district.
We're gonna get your mail in.
Yeah. I'm gonna mail that bitch right in as soon as I get it.
We're gonna FedEx it.
That would be nice.
Give it to me. I'm gonna do the handoff.
No, you won't. That's a federal crime. You can't.
No, I can.
Oh, you can't vote for me.
No, I'm not voting for you. You give me the sealed envelope.
I'm just kidding.
This is how this is gonna go down, sister. You're gonna give me the sealed.
This is what we're gonna do. See,
sealed
you're gonna
envelope.
Open your coat and you're gonna have a whole bunch of like mail-in ballots.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Yeah. What's your poison? What district are you from? Jurisdiction. No, for real though. I don't even know why we went down that road, but definitely get out, go register to vote because it's that time. And all we're going to be talking about is voting and politics up until actual election day and probably after that as well, but especially up until then, because there's a lot of change that we need to see in the world, but part of it's weed.
We'll keep you informed.
Yeah, that is another good resource. Adobe.com does have a lot of different podcasts and resources on it, so, and we're one of them, if we do say so ourselves, but especially with weed and politics. So, you know, not all politicians want weed a thing. And I'm not quite sure. I mean, I guess maybe we'll find out in this rambling that I'm about to play. But some politicians really, like Jeff Sessions, who's not a politician anymore, but he was. Mitch McConnell is still a politician and who holds a powerful part in our government.
Kentucky.
He hates the weed. He hates the marijuanas. He's always talking that it's the devil's lettuce. And this guy from Nebraska, Governor Pete Ricketts, he's never liked weed. So
never.
We're going to talk about what the outcome was of this, which kind of sucks. Spoiler alert, kind of sucks. So he argued a couple weeks ago. He got on the stump. And this is
challenge for there's a legal question on the ballot initiative for the marijuana. And how much do I agree with the vagueness of the language? You know, we have attorneys in the state that are going to argue about this in front of a court, and the court will make the decision. So I'll leave that to their expertise with regard to it. But as since you asked the question, Andrew, as you know, there is no such thing as medical marijuana. This is not something that's going to be prescribed by a doctor. It's not going to be distributed through a pharmacy.
Oh, man.
Right? These are dispensaries that will be in your communities. And we have seen the effect in other states when they do this.
Okay, so before we even get to the second part there, because the second part gets even worse. They were trying to pass this piece of legislation to decriminalize and to make it medicinals. And Nebraska, and people were asking about the language of the bill. And it was vague, just like California's was when it first was passed. Just like most medicinal bills, just so you can get it out there and start reforming it and fine tuning it. But you first have to get it out there. And he's arguing against it because apparently you can't use weed for medicine.
That in his opinion.
In his opinion.
However, the bill was so vague that they said it brought up two questions, and you can only have two sort of questions. One single question or purpose to vote on,
right,
within a bill. So it was, well, where are we going? Okay,
there's nowhere. More. There's more. Yeah, there's more. We're not going anywhere. It's your show.
No, this guy's way off base, and he's really
Yes, okay. He is. We'll listen to the rest, and then you can formulate your thought.
People show up to work stoned, and that puts them at greater risk for accidents on the job. We know that this has a huge impact on children. You know, their development, their cognitive development, their developing in their brain is impacted when they have access to marijuana. And we know that in states that have legalized it, that those rates go up. So this is not a benign thing. This is a dangerous thing. And that's why I certainly encourage Nebraskans to take a look at this. And obviously we'll see what the outcome of the lawsuits are.
Okay. So, yeah. So that is what his opinion is that it is never going to have medicinal value. And saying that it has medicinal value is dangerous because it has effects on people at work and their children.
And their children in the community. So this is a lot of scare tactics.
Right.
Does he have any information to back this up? That
there's a follow-up here.
We're all out of control.
So the question, well, I don't have to argue that it goes on the ballot. I'm very much against this ballot initiative. But the Attorney General will be the one that makes the decision with regard to how he defends the ballot.
He doesn't want this to be on the ballot. So he argued against it. And what was the outcome?
It was not on the ballot.
Damn.
Struck down.
Damn. So he got his way. Son of a bitch.
Court blocked the measure, the ballot measure. So activists in Nebraska say that they're going to keep moving forward and try to get something else going in 2022.
Wow. So see, when somebody is cranky enough about it, they get their way, so you got to be louder. You got to be louder than the most uninformed idiot politician in Nebraska. Well,
speaking of uninformed, this was actually pursued by a Lancaster County Sheriff, Terry Wagner. Challenged this whole thing.
He said, "You're wrong to Governor Ricketts."
No.
This is
one reason why it this local sheriff decided to challenge the language of the ballot.
So him and Governor Ricketts are in cahoots.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I see.
So, you know. So more uninformed and more uninformed people. It comes
from the sheriff,
like,
and the mayor. In best interest of his own agenda,
to still be able to lock people up in Nebraska,
right?
When they're rolling through,
right? Ugh. Gross.
Yeah, it is disgusting.
That's a bummer, man.
They could probably grow really premium cannabis in the farmland of Nebraska.
Well, if it's we're gonna we'll take a quick break in a second, but we're gonna talk about it being decriminalized in a lot of places, in like at least, you know, 5 or 6 states we're about to list off that are going to go forward with decriminalization in some way, shape, or form, with or without Congress. So, you know, things are going towards that direction. If you're in Nebraska and you're still talking about it being the devil's lettuce, you're obviously on the wrong side of history. Like if you're still like saying it affects children's cognitive abilities, sure, maybe it does. Maybe we should study it. Maybe we should deschedulize it and make sure that we're not abusing the medicine. Maybe we should study how it affects bodies differently. Maybe we should study how it affects minds differently. Maybe we should make it not this scary thing still.
Yes.
That's my closing argument.
It's civilized.
Yeah, so it is medicine, actually.
Mr. Ricketts.
Mr. Ricketts.
Governor Ricketts.
Governor Ricketts. All right, we're going to take a quick break, Governor Ricketts. And we'll be right back to tell you the good news about America.
We'll be.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we are on Adobe Radio Live. Thank you, Adobe, for putting up with our wackiness, our wacky silliness. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. So we just wanted to end the show with some pretty decent news. States are voting. Like we said, you go to adobe.com/vote. Get your ass registered. Check out what's going on. There's a lot of useful information there, a lot of resources. We're making it so easy for you to vote. There's no excuse for you not to, because then you get to complain.
That's right.
You're not allowed to complain if you don't participate.
It's your right.
It is your right.
It's your right. Exercise your rights.
Please do. We fought very long and hard for it, especially as female identifying people. So please do. And this is another reason why, is because you can make change, motherfuckers. And that's what's happening. And I live in a state where I watched change happen like before my eyes, and so did TS, and we worked in it, and we felt it happen underneath our feet. So it was really exciting and cool. And if you live in these states, I implore you to pay attention, because being a part of the cannabis revolution has been quite a treat. So get excited, because it's going to fucking happen. So first on the list is my home state. It's where I'm from. I don't claim it because I'm not technically from New Jersey, but I am, because I was born in New Jersey and I went to school in New Jersey. But it really wasn't like New Jersey. It was like New York, because it was called West New York, New Jersey. So if you're from New Jersey, you're from the Hudson County, you know what I'm talking about. And you probably don't claim New Jersey either, unless you still live there. But I love New Jersey. I fucking love New Jersey. I love the Jersey Shore. I love everything about New Jersey.
The Garden State.
It's the Garden State. I love the Meadowlands. I love Route 3. I love 495. I love Red Bank. I love Kevin Smith. I love every single thing about New Jersey. The only reason I don't claim it is because it confuses people. I swear to God. When I say West New York, people don't understand. New Jersey is my jam. Governor Phil Murphy, he's actually, I actually like this guy. He's One of the first things he said is that he was going to legalize
weed.
First thing in first 90 days. And he obviously didn't, and he's been trying. He really has. He's doing his best.
He's done his due diligence,
mm-hmm.
and he's ready to go.
He is getting
what's stopping him? What's stopping the
people? I think a lot of it is just like old school thinking. It's just people assume that if you're going to smoke weed, you're not going to want to go to the bars. And a lot of New Jersey is built off bars. I think COVID taught New Jersey that they're going to need to figure out another source of income other than, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. I believe that. I believe like people who are in the Jersey Shore, like business owners, didn't want to vote for weed to be legal because there's a lot of old school thinking.
It's true. We got to get rid of all the old school thinking, but it's up to the people right now. Public question one. Is that how they vote in New Jersey? It's public question number one.
I guess so.
Legalize cannabis for adults.
New Jersey ones. Yeah. 21 or older.
Yeah. That's a reason to vote if you're in New Jersey.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And you're listening to the show. You're probably with like cannabis legal.
Yeah, my guess is that if you're not my mom and even still, if you are my mom, you're listening to the show and you want cannabis legal. Please go vote
in New Jersey.
Yeah, vote yes on public question number one, and that would be crazy. It would be crazy if it happened. I would really, really, really appreciate if New Jersey would lead the tri-state area in that aspect. I would wear my Jersey flag, like I would put it on my car, like they do with the Dodgers out here. As soon as the Dodgers make the playoffs, everything's painted blue. That's what I would do with the Jersey flag. I love the New Jersey flag.
What is it?
It's like a woman or something. I don't even.
Oh, it's not like, yeah. It's not like a cockroach.
No, how dare you?
Driving on the parkway.
Goddamn, dare you?
On the car.
It's like a turnpike, roach. No,
stopping every 25.
It's a really tan. It's a really tan fly. Jersey, you get your shit together, do it. I love you, New Jersey. Don't listen to this friggin' LA asshole over here. I'm getting real with you, New Jersey. I'm looking you right in the face. I love you, and you love me. Get right with this, okay? Okay. All right, thank you. I'm glad we had this talk. Say hi to your mother for me. South Dakota is next. I know nothing about South Dakota.
The Dakotas, well, Sturgis was just there, the rally, the biker rally.
Great.
Responsible for a good amount of COVID spreading.
Cool. Well, boo on that. That's not good. I hope you do the opposite of that for this.
So the voters get to, it's a small state. Nice people, friendly people. I've been to Mount Rushmore.
Have you? Is it nice?
Yeah, it's much smaller in person.
Is it?
It is. They should put our heads on there.
Yeah, they should. Just like two versions of us.
Yes.
Wasn't it four? No, how many people are on Mount Rushmore?
There's four.
Four. Yeah, so it should be me and you and I was going to say Linus, but then we have to put Lexi and Larson and all of our pets and
we're
Rudy.
Gonna need
we're going to need more mountain of the mountain range. Or maybe we shouldn't be.
No, forget it. Forget it.
Scrap the whole thing.
Yeah,
anyway, South Dakota, vote yes.
Beautiful land. Beautiful people.
Legalize it. Do whatever you're
measure
supposed to.
Measure 26.
Yes. Legalize cannabis, right?
Both. One vote. Legalize medical and recreational. Adult use.
Wow. Do it. Friggin' do it, South Dakota. I don't know how to level with you, because I don't.
As well as Amendment A, yeah, get out there.
But you trust me when I say South Dakota, you'll be happier that you've done it. Montana is the next. They will see two cannabis initiatives on their ballots.
Oh, this seems confusing. Whenever there's two, let's see what they've got for us. Okay.
Okay. I-190, which sounds like a freeway.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay, so it's going to put 20% tax on recreational, and
Montana already has medicinal, I believe.
So this is going to make it recreational. Okay,
so 20% tax. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to make it 20% recreational.
That seems
tax.
That seems reasonable.
And I don't know what the other
one is. What's the other one?
It doesn't say. I think it's to make to make it legal and how to tax it.
Oh, I see. A separate.
It would make it would establish 21 as the legal age to purchase. So yeah, one is to make it recreational. The next is to tax it, just like Prop 64, pretty much, but not really. So Mississippi is the.
That's weird.
The,
it's two different. So hopefully, just yes, yes.
Yes, I mean, one thing is to make it recreational. The next thing is to tax it and to talk about how to regulate it. So you want yes, you want it to be. You want it, yes.
You want it, you want yes.
It might be more annoying, like, and it was out here, but ultimately we wanted Prop 64. We just didn't want it how it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know how Montana is actually operating. It's another small state, but people need their meds.
Yeah. So Mississippi is the last one, and they are.
What is it? Initiative 65.
Yeah,
citizens petition to get this on the ballot. Okay, just medical.
Just to get it medical because they don't have anything yet.
Physicians.
Okay.
They've got a list of disorders.
Yeah. So I mean, Mississippi. That's a big step for you.
And a tax, 7%. Yeah, that's a big step for Mississippi.
Yeah. So get it done. Get it done. Just do it. Just do that little bit. Get out and vote. Make it happen, please. Adobe.com/vote. Please go to there. Go to you can talk to us. We'll help you vote. @CoolNerdWeed Show. We want to keep the discussion open and the dialogue open. Cannabis is definitely one of the things that is going to help America, at least America, recover from COVID in so many ways. So please get out and vote and make a change. We're going to go out. We're going to see you next week, and we're going to play another tune by Toots. RIP, definitely light one up to Toots,
yeah,
tonight, R. please.
RIP Toots.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Monkey Man, and hold on. I'll point to you in 1 second. I can't find it. Didn't you send it to me?
I did.
Try it again. I want to play it. Sweet.
Yeah.
Don't panic. Don't panic.
Don't panic.
It's organic.
Big Monkey Man, I see no sign of you. I'm holding.